A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, it's me, Ishan Akbar, welcoming you back to the only podcast that is exactly 9 minutes and 29 seconds long. We may be short, but every week we guarantee to give you useful tips from an inspiring guest. 929 is the award-winning podcast from Fiverr.com, the freelance marketplace where you can find all the talent you need in one place. This week's guest runs an edtech startup focused on revolutionizing education in Bangladesh.
If you're able to build a really great product that's solving real customer problems, I mean, that's a fantastic achievement in itself, but it will automatically mean you are solving both social and commercial objectives.
The startup is called Shikho, and its aim is to make learning more accessible and affordable. My guest is Shikho's co-founder and CEO, Shahir Chowdhury. And in this episode, Shahir's telling us how tech is solving education problems. So tell us, what is the lesson you want to share with us today?
So today, I want to talk about how tech is solving education problems.
How tech is solving education problems. Now, for the uninitiated, why don't you tell us a bit about how your tech is helping solve an educational problem?
What we're building is the technology for a learning ecosystem in Bangladesh. At the moment, we've launched a learning app on the Google Play Store, which has courses with animated video lessons, live classes from expert teachers, in-app testing, automated dashboards, and a lot of cool analysis. Shikho, which means learn in Bengali, is the company in Bangladesh. It's an early-stage venture-backed Bangladeshi education technology startup. And at the very basic level, we are building a solution that will democratize access to a very high-quality education. So what does that actually mean? Bangladesh is a very different market compared to what we're used to in the UK and in developed markets in general. In Bangladesh, you have the more basic, more fundamental problem of supply and demand. You have a very young population, 180 million people, half of which is actually below the age of 25. So they're all learning in some shape or form, right? Now, that's a big, big population. On the flip side of that is the supply side. You don't have a similar formal infrastructure that can supply you qualified teachers en masse. And therefore, what you have is in these urban centers, you still have a pretty decent access to education. But if you look at the entire nation, most families don't have access to the same quality. So what's happened in recent years is that smartphone penetration in the country has accelerated. So this is a game changer because in a country like Bangladesh, we're basically leapfrogging laptops. We have 40% penetration today, which is forecasted to be 92% penetration of the population by 2025 of smartphones. So this trend is being driven by local assembly and manufacturing of smartphones, in addition to imports from countries like China, which makes them cheaper and more affordable for the local population. So in a nutshell, these two main sort of prerequisites of being able to set up an education technology company, that is, being able to use smartphones as a medium to distribute a high-quality education solution to a very young and digital-savvy population of learners.
Now, you'll be one of the first guests we've had, if not the first, to talk about the Bangladeshi market. Tell us why you wanted to work in Bangladesh, what your association is with it.
Well, first of all, Bangladesh is in many ways home. I grew up in Bangladesh, so I've always wanted to eventually go back and try and do something that could have wider scale implications in terms of trying to solve a really big problem. So, although my career has so far been in financial services, education was just one of those things that was very close to home for me. My dad is a retired professor and my mom still teaches high school. So, and my parents have always lived in Bangladesh. So I go back once or twice a year. In Dhaka, the capital, is such a fast growing and ever changing landscape. There are just so many problems to try and solve. So I'm just excited to be able to start a new chapter. And after spending the last 16 years in the UK, move back to Bangladesh.
What's been your experience around the investment side? Because you're trying to raise funds for a company, a tech company based in Bangladesh, a market not often talked about in Western circles. How have you found that?
Yeah, I must admit, it's been more difficult than I originally thought it would be. When I first started thinking about Chico in late 2018, I looked at the opportunity with an external finance lens to make sure there was a legitimate business case. And it was quite obvious that the numbers did add up, right? You have this really amazing macroeconomic story, which is underpinned by a very large population that's underserved. It's a homogenous, young, digitally savvy population of learners in a part of the world where education is still the most important factor for social mobility. Last year, Bangladesh even surpassed India in terms of GDP per capita. So all of those are tick marks for the basic ingredients that you would need for an edtech startup to work. Now, if you look around regionally, India, Indonesia, Vietnam, all of these regional peers have done a much better job at attracting foreign institutional venture capital so far. And that's really important for the development of the local tech ecosystem. We are in Bangladesh, from that respect, still a very early tech hub. Now, I can quote some numbers. Venture capital funding per capita in Bangladesh is 90 cents compared to over $30 in both Indonesia and India. The country has a compounded GDP per capita growth rate of over 10%. And this decade could very well see Bangladesh be the standout economic story if we play our cards right. Having said all that, we at Chico obviously are very humbled as a company to have the support of top-tier global venture capital firms and the very early support of EdTech investment specialists Learn Capital.
Do you foresee EdTech changing the education landscape of Bangladesh, and if so, how?
Yeah, I mean, education technology, if you look at it globally, has been transforming learning for some time now. I think in places like Bangladesh, there's a lot more scope to make a lot more impact, though. We are solving for more fundamental problems. And over the last year or so, COVID has really accelerated the acceptance of what digital learning can be. And if I speak about Bangladesh specifically, in the last 18 months, schools have been completely shut down. So everybody's somehow been learning digitally, whether that's through Zoom classes or YouTube or otherwise. I personally think a formal, structured digital learning solution, something that's convincing enough as a value proposition for parents, will eventually take precedence in Bangladesh in the near term. And if you look at, again, India and Indonesia, for example, they all have thriving edtech ecosystems. Indian edtechs have been investing into the ecosystem and educating their customers for the last 7 years or so. So Bangladesh will therefore inevitably get there. It's only a matter of time. So there's a definite future for education technology in Bangladesh, and I think we're only at the start of it.
What's the future for Chico? What's the big dream for Chico?
The dream and the vision is really quite big. I think what we really want to do at this moment in time is continue to build an awesome team on the ground and focus on building something that's really great. A product that uses technology to enhance the learning experience and better learning outcomes. And I think that's really the crux of it. If you're able to build a really great product that's solving real customer problems, I mean, that's a fantastic achievement in itself, but it will automatically mean you are solving both social and commercial objectives. In the future, what we want to see Chico become is synonymous with digital learning in Bangladesh and become the go-to solution for all 42 million students in the country.
Well, Shahir, look, thank you so much for your time on 929.
Thanks, Ishan. It's been really awesome chatting.
Shahir was clearly passionate about the startup landscape in Bangladesh, and crucially, the numbers highlight the size of the opportunity. Being able to make a commercially viable product that has a positive social impact must be, dare I say it, the perfect place to be. I wish Shahir, Zishan, and Chico the greatest of luck. 929 is a part of the Fiverr family. Thank you so much for listening. Please do leave us a review. See you again soon. Bye-bye.